Blog Talk Radio.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, you won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken head.
He has
the
about the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your need, go tell the Lord what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
mended my broken
heart.
thank you, Lord. For the good of them that love the Lord, called according to his purpose, thank you, Lord. Right where you are, come on and tell them.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God, who is the head of our life. Welcome, welcome to World Gospel Connection. It is Freestyle Friday. The scripture for this morning is Psalm 73 and 26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 73, 26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer.
Good morning, and welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Apostle-elect Donnell Douglas. That lovely voice that you just heard this morning was none other than Pastor-elect Kashima Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited about what God has to say in this hour and in this time to us, through us, and for us. As always, guys, we want to make sure that we go into effectual, fervent prayer and talk to the Lord on this morning. So as you, if you would, lend me your hearts for a moment as we talk to the Father. Gracious and eternal Master, we thank you for this opportunity to come to you in prayer. Father, we thank you for your graces and your mercies that is extended to us every single day. God, we continually bless, magnify, glorify, and edify your mighty and rich name. For it is in you we live, it's in you we breathe, it's in you we have our being. Father, we cannot do anything without you. Father, we thank you for your outstretched hand and your continued mercies that we see on a day-to-day basis, God. God, we thank you for wiping away the tears from our eyes, God, and giving us the strength and wisdom and power, God, to continue in the fight and continue in this journey. God, we ask that you would continue to be, God, our guide as we go through this journey called life. And Father, we ask that those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning is inspired and encouraged by something that may be said, done, Father God, or maybe even a song that may be played. Father, we ask that you would encourage them on today, God, as we go in and do what we do best, God, and that is give your name the praise, glory, and the honor. God, we understand and know, God, that the enemy is encamped around them, God, all about. But we also realize that your angels are dispatched as well. So, God, we thank you, God, for the battlefield, God, that is being conquered every day, God. God, by us just continuing to pray and worship and praise your mighty name. God, in that, God, we give your name glory, give your name honor, dominion, and power. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Guys, we'd also like to make sure that we acknowledge those countries that are listening in. We thank you guys so very much for your continued support, all of you guys that are listening in. And we just want to say thank you so very much. We want to say we magnify and glorify the God of gods and King of kings and the Lord of lords for you guys' continuing support to listen in. And those of you all that are in those countries, that are in those rural countries that are listening to us, as this battle is going on for you guys lies very well because you're listening to Christian radio. We pray your continued strength. We pray your continued protection. We pray that the hand of God is over your life. Amen. And we thank those missionaries and pastors and apostles that are establishing the churches there, that are pastoring churches there, that are converting those to come, compelling those to come into the walk of Christ. Amen. We thank you guys so much, and we pray your continued support, and we pray your continued strength as you do the work of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So this morning we got the United States, we have Canada, Brazil, Zimbabwe, Nigeria, South Africa, Ghana, Kenya, Jamaica, Germany, Russia, Bulgaria, Hong Kong, China, Mexico, and the United Kingdom. Thank you guys so much for continuing your support and continuing to listen in. Listen, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Be God in this room. Be God in this place today. And that'll be more than enough.
Blow my mind. Blow my mind. You can do it. Blow my mind.
Anybody desire that today? Come on, tell them.
Blow my mind.
Oh, God, you can
blow my mind.
You have the ability, God.
Blow my mind.
Oh, do the impossible. Raise that with us.
I have not seen.
Oh,
yeah. I can't imagine what you have in store.
Come on, somebody throw both of those hands up and say, God, you can blow my mind. I need you to let your faith rise as you make that declaration. You can blow my mind. God, we're ready. God, we're ready today for you to blow my mind. Do the impossible. Because you can, God. Come on, from your heart, say blow. Position now, God, you can blow my mind. Oh, do we see? abundantly above all I can ask or think today. Oh, you can do the impossible. Listen, I have good news today. I need you to know that God can do anything. Oh, hallelujah. Listen, God can do anything. I need you to find somebody, just look them in the eye for me and tell them that God can do anything. I don't know what you're believing for today. But God can do anything. Come on, if you're watching online, I need you to just raise that witness. Every voice, hey.
God can do anything.
He's able to do it. Oh, you're able.
God can do anything.
You're strong enough, God. You're big enough, God.
God can do anything.
Is there anything too hard? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? I need somebody to let your faith rise in this moment and declare, God can do anything.
God can do
anything abundantly, above all you can ask or think.
God can do anything.
He's able to do whatever you need him to do. Just declare,
God can do anything.
That my God is able. He's strong enough. He's big enough.
God can do anything.
University, and the pastor came up to me and he said, Pastor Tasha, three of our students, they went to the mountain to worship, and on the way back down they got into a car accident, and one of them, she's paralyzed and she's not responding to the doctors. And he said, we're going to pray together. There were 10,000 students from 90 different nations, and we all begin to lift up one God. His name is Jesus. And as we begin to declare that there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, they told me that the student, they were airing that worship service in her hospital bedroom. And as they begin to watch, we started saying, I hear the chains falling. And the more we declared, I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling, and they're breaking off of Ruthie's life now. Because God, you are a healer. Her name was Ruthie. The teacher came back to me. He tapped me on the shoulder. He said, I have a text message I need to show you. He said, as we begin to worship today, I got this text message from Ruthie's mom who said, as we begin to declare that the chains were breaking, she began to move her leg. So let me give you some clarity here. The doctors told her mother that her brain activity would never respond and would never recover the way that it had before. The doctors told her mother that it was a strong possibility that she would never walk again. But God can do anything. I'm talking to some people in this room. The enemy has tried to tell you. you that that situation is impossible for God, and he can't touch that, and so you put that thing on the back burner. But I came to declare that God can do it. So 2 days ago, I got a DM in my Instagram. It said, hi, my name is Ruthie. She said a year and a half ago, you came to Liberty University, and I was a student who received a miracle. And she said, I just want to come to Greenville, South Carolina, to hug your neck, because God used you to help save my life. Ruthie, can you come up here for a minute? I declare that Ruthie is walking, that Ruthie is talking, that Ruthie has all youth and activity of her limbs, because we serve a God who can do anything but bow. Somebody lift up your eyes, tell the God can do anything. I need somebody to raise up a praise. Lift up your voice and declare it. God can do anything. We have a living witness right here in front of us that God is a God who still heals. And we call on Jehovah Rapha in this room. If you needed an example, he calls an example to walk right up in this door for you. I declare that God is healing bodies, that cancer has to shrink, that diabetes has to go, that migraine headaches have to go. By the power that's in the name of Jesus, we speak to liver disease, and we command you to leave. We speak to every tumor, every cyst, in the name of Jesus, and we command you to be healed. Somebody lift up a worship if you believe he's the God who does it. Hey, doctor, God can do anything. God can do anything.
It's all because of you. everything I survive is all because of you. I'm grateful for
you. Welcome back to Warrior Gospel Connection. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer.
Amen. Amen, 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 and amen again. God bless you this morning. Listen, guys, every so often God will just give me a word, but he won't give me a scripture to go with the word. He'll just give me a word. And on this morning, on my soapbox moment, as we call it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, I want to share with you this revelation, if you would, that God had given to me on this morning as I sit and was contemplating in my mind. I said, Lord, what do you want me to share on this morning? And this is what dropped into my spirit. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, a closed door is a blessing. Y'all calm down. Y'all get off. Y'all get off the ceiling. Get off the ceiling. Y'all stop shouting. Y'all stop shouting. And listen to the words that the Lord had laid on my heart. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, a closed door is a blessing. It's designed to get us back focused. It's designed to get us back into the swing of things. That closed door is designed to get us to the understanding and the contemplation of understanding that in the midst of this, God is still God and the devil is still a lie. It may not feel like it right now. It may not seem like it. It may not sound like it right now. It may not be the most comfortable thing right now, but that closed door, ladies and gentlemen, if you would allow me to bless you, push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny, that closed door, ladies and gentlemen, is the very place sometimes that we have to wind, that we have to go in order for us to understand that God is behind the scene. He's working some things. All things work together, the scripture says, for the good of them who are called according to his purpose. And sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, our purpose calls us to be in places, watch this here, that makes us a little uncomfortable. Hello, lights and walls. Come on. It brings us out of our comfort zone. It brings us out of our place of familiarity. He brings us out of our place of this is where we used to be in it. It brings us out of this is where we hung out at. This is where I got all my revelation at. Hello, am I talking to anybody this morning? It causes you to understand that this closed door causes you to understand that sometimes you got to cut some things and some people off. Oh, Lord have mercy on my soul on this morning. A closed door shuts some folk out. A closed door, ladies and gentlemen, a closed door, close this door, excuse me, this closed door causes the people that's connected to you and connected around you, that closed door, it gives them some clarity too. Come on here. That closed door is also designed to get some other people's attention. Come on here and preach it like you know how this morning, then, preacher. That closed door is to get other folks' attention too. Don't think that closed door is a one-sided door. Oh my God. Just on the other side of that closed door, God closed some things off of them so they can get the understanding. Okay, well, now I got to start somewhere else. Oh, God, help me right through here. I was watching on a social media post, and I saw this young man, and they were walking through the jungle. And as they were walking through the jungle, the young man felt something on his neck. And as he began to feel on the back of his neck, he started to scream because he felt something unfamiliar on the back of his neck. And as he felt on the back of his neck, he felt the sting, and he did not know exactly what it is, and he was screaming. And everybody said, calm down, let me see what's going on. And as they got a little bit closer, ladies and gentlemen, it was a leech. It was a leech. And the guy told me, he said, just calm down, and give me a lighter. And as he got the lighter, he took the lighter, and he started to burn the leech, and the leech let go, and he pulled him off. He said, well, wait a minute, hold on, give me a minute. He said, let me see something. And see, this is the thing. He pulled the leech off and he threw it on the ground, and he said, wait a minute. He pulled up his shirt, and on his back he had made about another 6 or 7 more leeches on his back. What are you trying to tell me, preacher? Sometimes a closed door causes you to find out who your leeches are. The ones that have been connected to you, sucking the very life out of you. The ones that have been all around you, that's been sitting there causing you, my God, causing you to lose focus, causing you to lose fight in the fight, causing you to lose strength in the battle, causing you to become weary and well-doing, causing you to get stumbled up and caught up and tangled up and tied up in places that you don't belong. Because watch here, they've been sucking the very life out of you. But watch the text now. Watch the text. As he began to burn the leech off, the Lord popped something down in my spirit. Shined it in my sky. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, God got to send you through the fire to burn the leeches. Oh, my God. Sometimes those closed doors causes you to go into that place to where you in the fire. But the fire is designed to burn some folk off of you. Some burns, oh Lord. Burn these spiritual leeches off your life. It's designed to cause as much conflict and friction as possible to drive some of these jokers right on up out your life. It's my God. It's a part of the plan. It was a part of the plan. I had to let you get this place to this place. I had to close this door. I had to shut some things off. I had to silence some people. I had to silence some situations. I had come to the bush. I had to put you here in order for you to understand that I'm still in control. Because, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes we forget that God is driving. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we forget God is the man. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we forget that God is the author and the finisher of our faith. God has a mind, door, day, down, by, door, by, side. God has a very peculiar way of getting our attention. And sometimes it's in the form of a closed door. God closes doors, ladies and gentlemen, not as a punishment. He closes a door not as a punishment, but he closes a door as a reward. Ah, Lord. See, you've been faithful over a few things. Oh, God, and that closed door brings you into the ruler of many. Come on here. I don't need about one or two or maybe three or four or five or six of y'all to go in on and shout amen. Because watch this here. That closed door brings you into the ruler of many things. Because, see, I could, God, help me right through here. Can I let you hear the voice of the Lord and what he's saying to me? He said this to me just now. He said, I couldn't reward you with that door open because the spiritual leeches that was attached to you would have caused you to mess this one up. Oh, my God. Because you would have been focusing on them and not on the next level. You would, my. You would have been focusing on what is here. Look what I didn't do. Because they done gave you the big head. They done gave you the swell head. They got you thinking that you're doing this all by yourself. But thank God for closed doors. Thank God for shutting out some people. Thank God for shutting, come on here and preach, boy, preach. Closed doors. I thank God for a closed door because a closed door opens up new opportunities. A closed door. A closed door opens up the way for God to do some things that we wouldn't normally do. Oh, my. That we wouldn't normally do with that door being open. With those folk on the on that side over there. On the other side of the door. We wouldn't walk. My God. We wouldn't walk the entire new season waiting on this door because this door was open and taking in our mind that this is the right place when actually the source and the resource left that door a long time ago. So, Jesus. So, and to close the door. This is what I hear in the spirit realm. I had to close the door. This is what I hear in the revelation of my revelation of this word. I had to close the door. I had to close this door. I had to shut some folk out. I had to cause them to no longer want to be around. I had to make them uncomfortable. I had to make the tears fall from your face. I had to get you in a place to where you were frustrated and you didn't know which way to turn but to me. I had to cause the uproar. I had to put you in the prison. I had to have them beat you and cause you to be ridiculed and talked about. I had to have you at the pool for 35 years. I had to have you lame at the gate called Beautiful. I had to let you see them drop dead in church. I had, come on, preacher, and preach the revelation. I had to have you go into this place of desolation and broke down and tore up and tore out because I have to close the door so you can walk into your next breakthrough. Walk into your healing. Walk into your freedom. Walk into your deliverance. Walk into your joy. Walk into your peace that surpasses all understanding. That guards your heart and your mind and it covers your soul. God, I had to close the door. Because if I didn't close that door, you wouldn't have known that I was a provider. You wouldn't have known That was a mind regulator. You wouldn't have known that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, look at this closed door as a blessed place. Because watch this here. I cannot open up another door. This is the revelation. I cannot open another door with this door being open. So now that that door is closed, I can open up a door for you. Amen. Amen. And amen. God bless you. Is our prayer. And we ask that you continue to pray for us as we continue to pray for you. Continue to trust in God and trust and know that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think.
The whole couple of scriptures, Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9 states, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart, while raising from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen. Amen. That was also some of you under the sound of our voice this morning. This closed door was your opportunity to walk into your new relationship with God. He closed you off for some people. You closed you off for some situations. He closed you off for some circumstances that, truth be told, ladies and gentlemen, it was necessary so you can get into this place of deliverance. Get into this place of deliverance. Get into this place of being set free. Get into this place where you can come into the revelation that God is God. God is God all by yourself. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray a simple prayer. I'm just going to ask the Lord to cover you as you make this decision to walk into this new relationship with him. Very simple. As I pray the prayer, I'm going to reintroduce that scripture that my wife just read, Romans 10:9. And that will be your opportunity to lift your hands and say, Father, I receive you. Amen. So let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for covering those that have come. They made the decision, Father God, to go into this next level, this next place of transition, to walk into a new relationship in you. Father, we bless, magnify, and glorify your mighty name. For not only are you able, but Father, you're well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Father, so as I reintroduce this scripture to them, Romans 10:9, that simply said that if they confess with their mouth and believe in their hearts that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, they will be saved. Father, I thank you for those that are lifting their hands right now, receiving you as their Lord and Savior, receiving you as their salvation on today, receiving you as their strength on today, receiving them as their as your glory on today. Father, I thank you for the wisdom and power, grace, understanding, and knowledge, God, to give them the understanding that even in this, God, that the glory of the Lord is there for them right now, and he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all they can ask or think. Thank you for it right now. Now, there are those that are under the sound of our voice, Father, that did not receive you, has not made their decision. God, we pray that you would give them grace, God, for the fight. God, we also pray to give them an urgency in their spirit, God, to receive you before it's too late. God, we pray that you would continue to put your protective hands on their life, God, until they get to the place to where they can walk solely and wholly in you. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, do we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Now, those of you all that would like to be a part of this great family, we have some some tips for you that we want to share with you. We're going to share these three tips with you real quick, and we'll go from there.
First, find your Bible, whether it's King James or NIV, get your Bible. Two, find your church home. If you go visit, please, please be safe to wear your mask, sanitize your hands, wash your hands, or go online. You're definitely welcome to join us on Abba House on Facebook at 10:15 on Sundays and 7:30 on Tuesdays. Remember, the man or woman of God that you're under, make sure they're walking what they're preaching. One, get your Bible. Two, find your church home. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but that they are living the word.
Amen. Now, those of you all who would like to be a part, make sure you build yourself accordingly. We also want to let you know, those of you all who would like to share on this morning, you can do so by going to your Cash App, and it's $WGC2020. Again, it's $WGC2020. You can also go to Zelle, and that's that number that's attached to Zelle is 832-816-7997. That number again is 832-816-7997. And you can also go to your PayPal, and it is paypal.me/worldwideGC. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwideGC. And any of those gifts that you sold to us, remember, that as you sow your seed into us, we take that seed and we sow that seed into another man's field. And this is how you reap a harvest when you sow a seed in another man's field. This is how you this is the seed sowing repetition, how it goes. Amen. You sow, we sow, they sow, you stay, and then we reap, and you reap. Amen. So that's how it works. But God bless you guys. Thank you so much. And remember to continue to connect with us, continue to pray with us, pray for us as we're praying for you guys. We'll continue covering you in prayer. Those of you all who need prayer, you can get in contact with us by calling
519-7646.
Amen. You can connect with us there. You can text your prayer request there. You could actually call if you like for prayer. We would love to call. We would love to pray with you and pray for you. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. You guys have a fantastic day. We look forward to you joining us and being with us every single day. And remember, guys, today is
Friday, not every single
day. I'm sorry, Monday through Friday. My bad. Monday through Friday. We're here Monday through Friday. You guys enjoy your weekend. And make sure that you guys have a fantastic day. We look forward to you guys joining us again on next week. God bless you. You have a fantastic day.